House Bill 1018, an act to authorize the Department of Health to establish a program for processing waiver requests for international medical graduates and to establish a fee for processing waiver requests.
Mr. Speaker.
House Bill 1018, having had its second reading, is for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, this act is to allow the state of South Dakota to process when a foreign doctor comes over to the United States, generally on a 7-year medical visa, and after that wants to stay within our country and practice in one of the small communities in South Dakota which do not have doctors or can't obtain doctors or have a need for a doctor because someone is leaving. This process has been going on for a long time, but what has been happening is there is one person in the U.S. Department of Agriculture who processes all of the applications for the United States. So what happens, the application, the information is gathered and the application goes to that office and is put in the bottom of a pile. And we received letters from 3 different communities in the state of South Dakota that said had it not been for our delegation to Washington, they would have been without a doctor. They have to go in and get this person to dig in the pile, bring out the process, and get it going. Now what South Dakota wants to do is to process this themselves and then collect all the material and then bypass the U.S. Office of Agriculture and go straight to the Immigration Office, which will save time and expedite these. The reason that they're asking for a fee is because right now the U.S. Office of Education charges $200 to $300 because there is a lot of work entailed in processing these. Some of the things they have to do is they have to get letters from the hospitals and doctors and proof of advertising with no success. The communities that want them, and they have to obligate themselves to 3 years, and a letter has to come from their home country, and there's many, many different things that have to be processed before they can put this application in. So the state of South Dakota right now is thinking about probably a $200 fee, but they want it to be the leeway up to $500 as prices increase and the need arises. 40 other states in the United States are now doing this with the blessing of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So I'm asking you today to pass this bill and help our small rural communities who are having trouble obtaining a physician to be able to get one and do it in an expedited manner than what it's been going. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1018. Hearing none, the question for the House and the final passage of House Bill 1018. Those in favor vote aye. Representative Klochek. State your question.
Push the wrong button. Representative Davis, question of the sponsor. I would like to ask, you stated in your summary that it was a $200 cost estimate now. It's just an estimate, though. Am I not correct?
You're correct.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Representative Davis. Mr. Chairman, I do have an amendment at the desk.
And has it been distributed?
I would ask that you read the amendment. It's very short.
Has it been distributed?
No, it has not. It's one line, Mr.
Clerk will
Speaker.
Read the amendment.
Representative Klochek moves that House Bill 1018 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 10 of the printed bill, delete 5 and insert 2.
Is there a second? Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of the body. As was stated, the price or the cost estimate is $200. And I'm not one to raise fees unnecessarily and give any department more money than they possibly need. I do support this program. I have been involved in trying to secure doctors for our great state of South Dakota. It's another example of the federal government passing on responsibilities and costs to the state government. But it's a cost because they are not doing a good job now. There are strong delays. I do think that we can do a better job in the states, but I do think that we should limit it to the $200 for now and hold those costs down. so that we don't unnecessarily expand government. The rural health care doctor program is vital to South Dakota. The success rate on these programs, we're not getting the doctors that we need in our rural areas, so I do hope that this does accomplish what it says it would do. And I ask that you support the amendment, and I do plan on voting for this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Further remarks on House Bill 1018?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Could I address the bill and the amendment, please?
Yes, you may.
As Representative Klochek said, this is an estimate. Right now, the federal government is charging between $200 and $300. And this is a lot of agencies come in and ask for a top so that they don't have to come back and hassle the legislature year after year as the need arises. And if at any time we have a question about whether they are overcharging, I think we can come back and talk about it. But at this point, I would like to leave them have the leeway they need to establish a program that we is greatly needed in our fine state. So I would ask you to vote no on the amendment and go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Representative Davis.
Please state your question.
Thank you, Representative Davis. I didn't read the bill as closely as I might, but the way these things are usually done, you're provided statutory authority to go up to a certain amount. Is that the case here, or are we establishing a flat $500 fee?
Representative Davis.
The bill says up to $500, Representative.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, a remark.
Representative Olson, you have the
Thank
floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It has been my experience in this legislative body, not the House, but the Senate, but this legislature, that what we do is establish a statutory maximum. And the departments have done a very good job of staying with below that statutory maximum and charging only the actual costs. So rather than come back next year and raise it again or in 2 years, I would urge you to allow the bill to stand as it is, allow the maximum statutory fee of $500, and know that the agency, as all agencies throughout state government, charge only what they need to establish the fee.
Further remarks on House Bill 1018? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the Klochek motion to amend. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No!
Motion fails. Further remarks on House Bill 1018? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1018. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will announce the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1018. This is a two-thirds requirement due to the fee increase.
Representative Siebert, Lang, and Bradford. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1018, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.